What's going on, everybody? My name is Trevor Tyson, and you are listening to the Trevor Talks podcast, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. Today on the show, we're going to have Miss Monisha Gaither from Godly Vibes Only podcast, and I'm super excited for you guys to hear this girl's amazing voice and her story, just everything about her podcast. So here we go. Today, I am super excited. We have the privilege of talking with an amazing young woman from Atlanta, Georgia. She's a podcaster, influencer, and blogger. She loves Jesus with everything in her. Y'all please welcome Miss Monisha Gaither.
Hi. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Girl, you feeling okay?
I'm doing all right. I'm blessed.
Sound good.
I'm blessed. I'm hydrated, you know.
Yep. You got
I'm healthy.
Juices. You don't have COVID.
Okay.
Though, right?
Okay, no COVID, no.
No COVID.
Definitely no COVID. Thank God.
Oh, I'm healthy. I really want to start off with talking about your podcast, Godly Vibes Only. You had me on as a guest last year. It was super fun. Like, that's why we're having this interview right now. I was like, me and Monisha had such a great conversation. I don't know who else I would rather have on the first episode of Trevor Talks than Monisha. So could we start off just talking about your podcast, Godly Vibes Only?
So Godly Vibes Only started, and I'll just give you the background. I was just really broken. I was going through a lot. I was going, like, you know, just in and out of relationships. And I was just really broken. I was serving in the church. I was saved, but it was just something missing. I was dealing with a lot of depression and anxiety. Of course, you know that, you know, we talked about that. And I was just really just, you know, just self-hatred, just not loving who I was at the time. And, I just remember I had a breakdown in my closet and I was just like, God, I don't know what you're trying to do. I mean, I was worrying about everything. I couldn't take it. And so I remember I told God, I was like, just take me, give me some type of disease or cancer or something and just take me because I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And immediately, like, I really broke down. I started crying, and I was on my phone. I tell people all the time, I was strolling through Instagram, and which is a really bad time, especially if you're depressed. You probably shouldn't stroll through Instagram.
Don't do that.
But I was in my closet, and I just, you know, I'm strolling through Instagram, and this thing popped up of this group that I had been following, but I really didn't really know about them that much, but it was a group called Saved in the City. And the founder is Brittany Morton. And if you guys ever get a chance, check her out. She's amazing. Oh my God. Just anyway, they were doing a conference, and God was just like, go to this conference. The conference, mind you guys, was like in Alabama, Huntsville. I had never been there. I had never been to Alabama. You know, besides driving through there, but, I was just like, Lord, you want me to go where? You want me to do what? And so, anyway, going to that, coming back, that is where the podcast was birthed. When I came back, the Lord had just put it on my heart to do a podcast. And I was just like, I don't even know what a podcast is. Like, I had been listening to them, but I really didn't understand it. I was still thinking it was like some type of broadcasting. I didn't know what it was. But I said, okay, you want me to start this? Then you'll lay this out. And the testimony I like to give people is I kept telling, you know, I prayed and I said, God, if you want me to do this, then you'll provide the funds for me to get the equipment. Cause I would research, and it's like, you have to have this, you have to have that. And so immediately I remember I was walking out of the mall with my parents. And when I tell you we're walking back to my car, there was $100 bill. So I don't know if you know, like, right, like if there's like a tree stump area, like by a tree.
Yeah.
And my dad said, is that $100? And I said, and mind you, the cost of the podcast equipment or the kit was $100. So I walked over there and I was like, that's not $100. Nobody would drop $100 near a tree. Okay. It was literally like on the grass. And I was just like, somebody dropped this. But I went over there and I'm looking around, right? I'm like, is this a trick? Is somebody trying to trick us to see? And so I really did. I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to take this as a, and I did. I took that $100 and I put it towards the podcast equipment. And I just started. Judge me if you want to about the $100, but I felt like that was God.
Yeah, what mall did you find that at?
Right.
Yeah, I think I might.
It was a mall. It was a mall in Florida. It was a mall in Florida. Oh, yeah, man. It was in Florida, and it was, like, posted right, because I had parked right next to this tree, so it was just right by my car doors. I'm just like, did somebody put this here for me? Like, it and looked like...
You know it's God. Like, you don't just find $100.
You don't, right, $100 bill. It wasn't, like, a roll of 20. It was, like, $100 bill, and I had literally... My mom laughed because she was like, I had just been talking to her in the car on the way to the mall, saying, I don't have $100 right now, you know, to donate to this. And so she was like, God will provide. She just kept saying that, right? So I had forgot all about it. We got to the mall, and as soon as we came back out, it was there.
That is insane. So leading up to you finding that $100, I want to revisit that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But leading up to this, with you envisioning what the podcast was going to be and just going in depth, did you already have a name picked out, or is that something that kind of came to you later on?
Yeah, it definitely came later on. I went through a whole bunch of names. I don't remember what the names were. I just
Monisha's kitchen table conversation, something like that,
or something. I can't even remember. I would have to go back and look at my journal, but but I knew that it was something weird that I didn't. It just didn't flow. And I prayed. I was like, God, you know, I don't know what to do. And I think, I don't know if something flashed in my mind, or I saw something that was good vibes only. And then God was like, godly vibes only. And then I was like, that sounds corny. Nobody's gonna, you know, they're gonna look at it and they're gonna immediately know I pulled it from here. But then when I wrote it out, my best friend who took my pictures that you see, right? Mm-hmm. My photo shoot, yeah, right? He actually is the one who designed all of that for me initially. He had taken some photos of me. And then when I told him the name, he put it on the little picture and he did it. And he was like, this is what it's supposed to look like. And when it came out, I was like, God had just been, it was like he ordered my steps. He just was like putting people in my life. These were my people that were really already in my life. But that name, it looked perfect once he put it on the picture. I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I had in my mind. But I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't envision it. And sometimes, you know, we think that our ideas are, you know, sometimes we think it's us. It's not. It's God who sends us these ideas in our minds. You know, yeah. He sends you that. And people, you know, if you have ideas, write them down, because you never know, like, down the line what that could mean. Because, you know, it could be something that God is trying to get you to manifest. And, you know, you just got to write them down. Write your ideas down, thoughts. But just start. Just start. Even if it doesn't make sense, you don't have a name, just start. Just start it, you know. And then you can always make changes.
With you saying just start it, that's something I say a lot. It's like, sometimes you just got to take that leap of faith and get started with it. But for you personally, how hard was it for you to accept, like, okay, this could be a big thing or it could fail, but I know it's of God, so it's got to be good. And just like you were saying, like, good vibes only. Mm-hmm. That's excellent, but our God is good, therefore godly vibes only.
Right,
it's a good thing. So what was that shift in your mind of, like, okay, this could fail, this could do well, this could last one season, this could last 10 seasons, this could be my lifestyle. What made you pursue it?
I think what made me pursue, and don't get me wrong, like, I still struggle with that daily. I just want people to know, I'm being completely transparent.
You have to overcome literally it daily. Yeah.
Right. It's something daily that I struggle with. Earlier this week, because social media will get you so caught up. That's why I really try to stay off of it. Because even though I post what I need to post for the podcast, because it, you know, other influences can make you feel like, because so many people are doing it, or, you know, you may feel like you're not good enough, or all these different reasons why you might think that it's not going to work. And so that's the enemy, you know, the enemy is going to try to deter you from what God has for your purpose. And so you have to literally tell yourself, I'm going to do this. I mean, there are times when I cried and I was just like, God, why are you choosing me? You know, nobody's listening. Is anybody listening? And all I keep getting is confirmation from other people. people that I don't know. You know, you are one of those people. I just, you know, we just met, and I've had people write me and say, I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. I had somebody last week when I was feeling, you know, just really like this isn't going to work, you know? And someone wrote me and said, hey, like God told me to put it on, put this on my heart to tell you that keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep doing
this. It's so valuable. They're so valuable.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing it. But I do want people to know that it's not going to be an easy road. It's, I think anything when you're working in your purpose, or you're trying to find your purpose, and you believe that this is something that God has for you to do, it's not going to be easy. You're going to come up against a lot of different difficulties. And not to be negative, I just think that you have to lean on God on not your own understanding, because if I leaned on mine, I would have given this up a long time ago. And I feel like I would have went back to the way that I was doing things before. Like, this is not a big deal, you know, but God just keeps, and not only that, I want to say this, a lot of nights God has kept me up. He has woken me up in the middle of the night. Every time I tried to get rid of this, I tried to be like, this is not me. You know, I cuss. This time was not cuss. And I listen, this is not for me. God is like, no, this is for you. Get up, write this episode out, talk about this, talk about that. And I think that's why I'm so far into season 4, because God has...
That is phenomenal. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you. I'm going into season 5, but
yeah. Hey, hopefully I'm invited. But the crazy thing is, the crazy thing for me was, like, you and I, we had that interview. We stayed in touch. We ended up knowing, like, Isaiah White, one of my friends, is your cousin.
Who is my nephew.
Your nephew. That's right. And it's like... Mm-hmm. The crazy thing about that is Isaiah was so encouraging to me, just like, keep going. He was going to our college group, The Hub, in Social Circle. And it was just like, I knew him, but then I knew Monisha. And then I forgot who put 2 and 2 together, but I was just like, how crazy is it? He's on fire for Jesus. She's on fire for Jesus. She's got a podcast. He's starting a YouTube channel. Like, it's almost like it was this God thing. And like, I can't wait to see you two clash. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah. You don't see very many people that are along the lines in the family tree end up linking up and doing ministry together. So I can't wait to hear that podcast
episode. Yeah. He was even shocked when he told me, he's like, how do you know him? And I was like, he reached out to me, you know? And, I just think, you know, in our family, we've been dealing with a whole lot. And so, you know, with my sister passing, mm-hmm. his mother. Yeah. And so, it's just been, you know, but we've always had, God as a center of our family unit.
Godly vibes.
So it's not coincidence. When he told us that he was starting, we were excited. You know, me and my sister were like, what can we do to help? You know, let's do this. So, you know, I believe he's definitely going to go places. Definitely, for sure.
No, for sure. And when it comes back to Godly Vibes Only, when people listen to it, have you gotten any crazy stories about how God's used your words to impact someone else's life?
Absolutely. You know, I've had, like I said, I've had people write me and just tell me, you know, that they are motivated by what I'm saying. You know, keep up the good work, keep talking about what you're talking about. I mean, and then obviously the comments every day, you know, about the messages. Cause again, I really believe in being led. I don't like to say I'm religious. I like to say I have a relationship with God.
Explain that.
Yeah. It's, so I feel like when any relationship, you know, there's ups, there's downs. Of course God is perfect, right? He's always there for us. But I think that as any relationship, like from a parent child perspective, you know, he is guiding us and he's teaching us. And so he's gracious, right? He's a parent, he's our father. So you know, he's saying, I love you. I know you're going to make bumps. I know you're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall over and over and over again. But my grace is sufficient. Whereas religion says, you mess up, you know, you're gone. You mess up, you're done. Mess up, you know, you're done. You can't go to this church, which I believe has a lot to do with. And we can get in, that's a whole nother episode about the falling away from church, because, you know, not to say that you're going to keep making the same mistakes. You know, we know that, you know, we're not supposed to keep sinning, but the fact is that people are dealing with stuff every day. And I think in this generation specifically, like millennials, and I think it's a Generation X. I might be saying it.
Or Gen Z.
Gen Z. I think it's Gen Z. But as specifically as millennials, I just think that we've gone through a lot. Like, I was reading this article a couple weeks back, and it was talking about how millennials have just gone through like I think it's like four wars that we've been through. Mm-hmm. I mean, in that generation span. Sure. And so we have student loans, and we have all these different challenges that the generation before us didn't have. And so, not to use that as a crutch or an excuse, I just think that we have a lot of pressures that they didn't have before, and they're new pressures. So, you know, this religious was like, oh, just go to the church and pray and, you know, pay your tithes and everything will be all right. We need something a little bit stronger. I need a word. I need somebody to tell me, you know, what I need to do in this situation. I'm about to, you know, I'm about to have premarital sex. I'm about to use drugs. I'm going through depression. I have anxiety, those kind of things. You know, not to say that prayer doesn't work. Of course prayer works, but it's something that just doesn't go away. And I think people, you know, have been trained that, you know, we're just going to get over it and it'll be fine. We'll just pray. And that's not the truth. You know, we have people who are living the homosexual lifestyle and things like that. You know, they're dealing with all of this. And our God is gracious. He's not turning his face away from us. He loves us so much. Yeah. And I think people forget that. Like, they make God this just horrible, like, mean. And I really don't believe that's who he is. I know that's not who he is. He is gracious. He loves us so much. And he will, I always talk about this, he will leave the 99 for the one. So
tagging off of that, when people say to you, like, God is a jealous God and he's just on this wrath of punishing people, what would the cross mean if that were true?
Right.
What would the cross of Christ mean if God were just here to punish us?
Exactly.
Because as far as I know, God sent Jesus to the cross for our sins.
That's right.
We're saved from the cross. We're saved. So that debunks any kind of negative stereotype on God. And just for anyone listening to this now, if you're homosexual or if you're agnostic, atheist, satanic, I don't want you to feel like you're being preached at. We're talking from our viewpoints. We're not judging you. I'm not homophobic. I don't think that the church has treated homosexuals properly. I think that, and even agnostics and satanics, I think we're all welcome in the church. We don't have to agree with every single aspect of everyone's life. I got sin that I'm not talking about, that everyone else has sin as well. Like, just because you believe something is a sin or not a sin doesn't mean we can't congregate in the same church, have conversations, do life together, and pursue the same God. Like, at the end of the day, yes, this is a sin. This is a sin. Boom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to learn to get past this stuff. Like, we can't put negative stereotypes on people for the rest of our life. Yes, we can address it as sin. We can address actions as sin. But why does the person get punished for the sin?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think judge them
just because of that. I think, like, there's so many news articles on, like, homosexual this, homosexual that. We shouldn't let them in the church. I personally think we should be welcoming everyone with open arms, no matter what they look like, no matter what they feel they are at this point in time. I don't understand a lot of it personally. And this is what this podcast is built on. It's honesty and raw conversations. I'm not going to cater to one person. I'm not going to cater to a specific group of people. This is a conversation for everybody. And I feel like it's something that needs to be had. And especially when it comes to mental health. Why is it that there's still pastors out there telling you, oh, if you're struggling through anxiety or depression right now, you don't have enough faith? Well, why is it that when I'm on tour preaching the gospel, feeling like the best that I've ever felt, like being one in unison with Christ, feeling just in one with the Holy Spirit, I could still be attacked with depression. I could still be with anxiety. So we just need to learn, like, some people are wired differently. Medication is not the devil.
Right.
Medication is not the devil. Medication is the tool that God can use to heal you.
That's right. And for you to go back and say, take the medication so the person can give the testimony and say, the medication didn't heal me. God healed me, and I don't need it anymore.
It's a tool.
That's right. And so that's it, exactly.
And there's too many negative stereotypes on therapy as well. Counseling.
Oh, my goodness.
And but the funny thing is, people can be depressed and anxious and go to a counselor and it's negative. But when someone's, a pastor's marriage is falling apart, when they go to counseling, it's an issue.
Right. That's right.
Or it's not.
And that's religion. It's religion. It's religion that says that, you know, it puts everything in a box, and it's like, you can't put God in a box. So why would you put your relationship with God in a box? You know,
exactly.
And like you said, everybody is wired differently. And I just, again, I feel like this really has to do with, and I always say this, I feel like, you know, Christians, you can't save anyone. It's not our job to save anyone. We can offer salvation, you know, the call to salvation to a person and say, hey, you know, I believe in Christ. I believe that he saved me and he died on the cross for my sins. But it's not my job to save that person. It's my job to love that person.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard for some people. It's a hard concept, especially old school people. It's like, you know, they're, oh, no, I don't feel with that, you know. But
not all the old school people, but a good percentage.
Right, not all the old school people, but. Like,
I can cater you Germex and Lysol on a platter. I can't slap Jesus on a platter and give it to you.
Exactly. It's a choice. And it's a choice. That's what I was going to say. It's just a choice. And that, you know, God, you know, Jesus, it talks about Jesus being a gentleman. He's not going to force. So as Christians, we shouldn't force people to believe what we believe, right? Because if Christ wasn't that, he says, I stand at the door and knock. So again, you have to open, the person has to open the door, but we can't force somebody. And I can never understand why people, Christians, force people. It's like, you better believe what we believe or you're going to hell. Like, you know, like that.
You can't drag them to heaven on a leash.
Right. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I totally agree with you. And I think it's phenomenal the way that you've even use Godly Vibes Only podcast to pursue that message. Like, Jesus can change everyone, but you have such a bubbly personality. You just have this energy that you bring to the table, and it's just contagious. Like, I feel it. I feel just energized talking to you. And just one question that pops in my mind is, when you were growing up, did anyone tell you that you were going to be something specific? A doctor, a lawyer, I mean, a professional cat sitter? I mean, what did they tell you were going to be?
I think I told my dad when I was like 5, I wanted to be an electric toilet. I don't know what that is. Or
an electric fly squatter.
No, electric fly squatter. Oh, okay. That's what I said. Electric fly squatter. And they have me on a camera saying that. I don't know what that footage is. Right. I think when I was younger, I did aspire to be a doctor, and then I realized I actually wanted to be an OBGYN, and then I realized that I did not like the sight of blood when I actually sat in on a labor.
Me neither. Right. I don't know, passed out my first day.
But when I got into high school, I was in literary magazine, I was in yearbook, I was all into the arts and things like that. And so I knew that I had a passion for writing, talking. I've always been told that I have a great speaking voice. Everywhere I go, people always tell me, you have a great speaking voice. But I just never, you know, they were saying, oh, you should be in broadcasting. You should be in front of the camera.
And when I first got into college.
Right. it's like it's inevitable now to not be in front of the camera. But I know back then I used to be like, no, you know, I'm not, you know, maybe I can be like a production manager or something like that, or, you know, I was very adamant about not being on camera. And to this day, I'm really adamant really about not being on camera. But I think the more I do lives and stuff like that, I'm getting more comfortable, you know, with who I am, because this is the way God made me. And if people don't like it, then
that's,
I don't know what to tell you.
You don't like being on camera. I hate it for you. The cameras are But you're in your 30s now. What would you call the prime of your life?
I mean, I feel like
you're in your prime.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is my prime.
Like, you're hustling, like, you're working 9 to 5, you're recording the Godly Vibes Only podcast, you're writing blogs, and you keep new content coming like crazy. Yeah. Where do you find time for all this? And you're in school, you were in the prime of your life, you're hustling, you're productive, you're doing what I'm no mathemagician or anything like that. Yeah, I said mathemagician, judge me for it, okay? But you're hustling, like, you're in your 30s, you're in the prime of your youth, like, come on now, you're spending for Jesus.
I think this is a good time for me right now. Some days it doesn't feel that way.
Today didn't feel like that for me. Like, I was having panic attacks today, like, just out of nowhere. I have hypothyroidism, we figured out earlier this year, which is what leads, for me, is what led to panic attacks. So, like, whenever my thyroid is acting up, like, it's not that I'm worried about anything. It's like, I just feel like I'm going to get sick. And, like, I would say 2 years ago, and even maybe even some last year, whenever I would feel this way, like, Monisha, I would have called you up this morning and been like, look, we ain't going to be able to do the podcast today. Like, I'm not feeling good.
But it's gotten better, right? Over time.
Yeah, like, now it's just like, I have to tell myself, life is not going to stop just because you have an issue. You got to keep going after it. And if anybody's listening to this right now and you're struggling with anxiety or depression, panic attacks, financial issues, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Like, there's a reason to keep going. There's a reason to live another day. You have a unique gift, and God has a specific reason for you on this planet. Don't waste that time. Even if you're having a panic attack, go after it. Like, record a podcast. I feel great now. I feel like the Holy Spirit has just given me that drive to get up and do it. And now we're doing something that I've wanted to do for a long time. This is the first episode of Trevor Talks. I don't know how many episodes there will be, but I hope it's in the hundreds of millions. Like, I like to talk.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
My name's Trevor Talks. Like, my name is Trevor, and I like to talk. Like, it can't be any clearer.
Yes, I completely agree. I think it's just one of those things where you know, there are times when I'm tired and I'm like, I don't want to do this. But as soon as I put up the mic and I get everything together, I'm like ready, and it's like I turn on a switch. And I think that's how it is for a lot of celebrities too. I've heard celebrities say, like, you know, they're tired, sometimes they feel run down, but as soon as they hit that stage, it just they you know, they turn on. And so I think that's how God works. You know, when you're, you know, when you're in your purpose, kind of like, I always like to use the story of Moses, about how Moses, he had a stutter, he didn't know how to talk, and he was like, I don't know how you're gonna get me to do this, to talk to the Pharaoh. I have a stutter. But God was like, no, like, when you get there, I'm going to turn on. Like, you don't have to worry about it, because I'm going to speak on your behalf. I'm going to speak through you. So you have to remember that, like, you know, our bodies, our minds, we are not our own. We're not our own.
And you got to take care of your body and your mind too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, when I tell you that, that's a word right there, because God has been like, you need to get your body together. You need to be healthy. Because sometimes where he's taking you, you can't be tired and sluggish. And I'm literally,
you're speaking to me right now. I'm ready for it.
Like, you know, God is like, you can't be sluggish. You know, you can't be tired, you know, for where I'm taking you. You got to be, you know, a finely tuned instrument, for the Lord. And so,
what is that balance for you? Work-life balance. How do you manage that?
I guess it's just a matter of, like I said, scheduling has really helped me a lot with podcasts. I know recently I decided to do one episode a month while I was in school, because I was taking 4 classes.
Priorities.
So it was like, right, exactly. And so a lot of people didn't understand. They kind of looked at it like, oh, she's not posting. Is something wrong? No, it's like, and if you listen to my podcast, you would know that, because I tell them that. I tell people that. So it's like, you know, I was feeling guilty about it at first. I was kind of like, you know, but God allowed me to, you know, continue my education. And so that's something that's important to me. So if I have just that balance, but for the summer, obviously I'm going to kick it back up, right? I have all these interviews lined up, and I'm actually starting another podcast with my best friend. It's called Black Girl Forward. That's going to be coming out.
What's the whole, tell me what this podcast is going to be
so
about.
So we're really going to talk about, like, Black and Brown girl issues, just women in general, just issues, that, you know, social issues, things that I feel like I really can't talk about on the podcast, which I can, But I think the podcast, like I was trying to tell people, the difference between this one and that one is Godly Vibes is more purpose driven, more testimony driven. I want, when I invite guests on, it's strictly to talk about them and their purpose and how God helped them get to their purpose.
Yeah.
Whereas Black Girl Ford is a little bit of me and my bestie. It's kind of like the conversations that we have when we're on the phone. We talk about these things and we were just like, hey, maybe we should put this on a podcast because it's really good. You just, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know where it's going to take you, you know, but we're just having a good conversation. Right.
I'm going to be the first white boy on this podcast. Yes,
you could definitely be on there. And that's the other misconception is like, a lot of times, you know, people don't think that just because it seems like it's geared towards one thing, like I was telling people about Godly Vibes, like it's not, it's, I want people to tell whatever you believe. I've had people on my podcast that, you know, started t-shirt lines. They have, you know, like devotionals, just all these different things. But if you believe that's what God led you to do, I want to know about it. I want to hear your testimony. And, and so even with the new podcast, I'm telling people like, we want to get advice from men. We want men on there. We want to know about, you know, talk about different social issues and different things, you know? So, And so, you know, I just want people to know that if you're out there and you just, I mean, if you feel like, hey, like I need to have a podcast, like, I want to ask questions. I want to know things. I want to talk about the things that I know. Like, that's a good way to start. Just recording yourself and then putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who else is thinking the same things or who's interested in the same things.
And like the whole thing behind this podcast, Trevor Talks, it's, my name is Trevor. I like to talk. That's where Trevor Talks came from. But when it comes down to it, when I think of this podcast, I just want it to be real people, real conversations, and real stories. Success doesn't look the same for everybody. Financial success is only one little tiny bit of happiness in a person's life. I think having success in family and business and just whatever makes you happy. Yes. Everybody is geared differently. So for me, like this year, I've really amped up things with Fear is a Liar, my clothing brand. And it's just been this whole whirlwind of like, why didn't I do this earlier? Like just being able to sit down and handwrite notes to people. And I'm packing all the shirts and everything out of my house now. I'm based out of my office in my house now. And so I'm doing all the groundwork and
I'm
just
trying to be like you,
being able to pray over the shirts and just hope that it's encouraging people because Fear is a Liar. Like I'm not the first person to say that. I'm not the first person to come up with it. I just know that message means something to me. And I think that it can encourage somebody else, whether they're struggling with anxiety, abuse, it doesn't matter. Like you have a purpose. Your fear is a liar. Right. Don't let it slow you down. Jesus has a plan for you. If you're not a Christian, like just keep doing what you want to do to make you happy. Like I highly, highly, highly recommend giving faith a try just because it changed my life for the better good.
Come on now.
I never thought that I would ever be able to tour the country with bands and go places and people wear your t-shirts. Like that was never a thing for me. And I'm not like some big deal or anything. I'm just a kid from Social Circle that decided to open his mouth and use it for good. And a lot of people think that I don't shut up and they're 120% right. I do not shut up. And I don't plan on quieting down.
And that's all right though.
We're just going to ramp it up. So it's just a process. I feel like for me, I just had to finally say, yes, I'm going to do this podcast. And here we are, episode one. With Monisha Gaither, like this is the starting point for this podcast. This is a new thing. So if you're listening to this and you wanted to start a podcast, guess what? This can be your first episode. This can be the first episode towards you starting yours. All you have to do is simply say yes, go after it, finally get your butt up, find somebody that'll hold you accountable. My man Stephen Stanley over here helped me figure out how to use all this equipment and finally just figure it out. Like I've been saying I was going to do this for 5 or 6 months and we were planning on doing it 3 months from now, but we just happened to have a global pandemic that gave us a whole lot more time at home.
So come on now.
I think a lot of good has come out of this pandemic. Obviously there's been a lot of death and sickness, but in my life I feel like I needed a Shabbat. I needed time away. I needed time to go back to the Father and figure out exactly where my voice needed to be used, why I need to be doing this, like just revisit my roots and be like, you know what? I really like to talk to people. I really like to interview people. I like to think that it's entertaining or knowledgeable. And
it is, you are entertaining people.
So this is what this is all about. I don't have any other priorities. I'm not on here.
Let me tell you, this has been a long time coming. Okay. You were already a host. You were already all of those things. Like, you were already doing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You were hosting and just, you know, all the things that I've seen you do, like, it's just been amazing to me. And so I'm just like, wow. Like, and you're in your 20s. And you're in your 20s, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
It's like, what was I doing? It's not even about your age, though, because if you think about it, you're in your 30s, but I could die tomorrow. It's all about right. where you start now. Like, if you're a teenager, if you're in your 60s and you're listening to this right now, take that as your cue. Like, pull out a piece of paper, pull out your phone, just take note, like, make it a point that you're going to do something today. I remember when I said that I wasn't going to let anxiety run my life anymore. It was a crazy God thing. I called like all the like counseling therapy places in Monroe, Georgia. All of them had like a dead tone, like this message had been, or this has been disconnected. And I was like, well, I'm sure going to do something today to make sure like this, I'm marking this today. So I got 2 Kings 2:9 tattooed on my body. Like I asked God for that double portion of his spirit on my life. And I haven't turned around since.
Come on now.
So make that a point, guys. If you're sitting here listening to this podcast, whether you're driving your car, at work, cleaning your house, taking a shower, that'd be kind of odd, but just make you feel a little awkward in your shower, but whatever.
I do my best praying in the shower.
Amen. Like I just do my worship sessions in there.
Yes, come on now.
But you know, it just start where you're at right now. It doesn't have to be the most glamorous thing in the world. You don't have to have expensive equipment. If you've got something to record anything on, it could be an Android phone that costs you $30 at Family Dollar. All you have to do is download Anchor and boom, you've got your podcast out there.
You got it. Yeah.
There's no one and done process. And I think that this conversation could go on for so much longer, but I think that we have a whole other episode that will be birthed out of this conversation. Just talking about the steps that people take to start their podcast, start their brand. I think we can talk about branding, social media, content design. There's just so much knowledge that are in people like you, Monisha, that is just like, I want people to know this knowledge. I want them to be able to pick up their earbuds or just turn on their speaker and hear something that's going to benefit them. We have so much trash going on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, and I'm not bashing people or for what their content is or anything, but we're just being fed a bunch of negativity. And it's not discouraging to me, though. It's honestly very encouraging. It's like, if there's that much negativity going on, how much positivity can I throw at it?
It's true.
How can we cover that up? How can we, we're trying to, what are they talking about? Flatten the curve with COVID-19 right now. Why can't we flatten the curve with negative content and flip it back into positivity?
That's true. I agree. I completely agree. I'm, you know, I've had a lot of people come to me asking me about how I started, and you're absolutely right. Like, there's so many avenues and so many ways, but you just have to sit down and really focus in on what God is trying to show you. And I think he'll give you what you're looking for, but it doesn't require a lot. Now they make it so easy to get the access to the podcasting and things like that. You don't have to have, I mean, eventually, you know, you work your way up, but I would love to do a session about that, about, you know, telling people how to start, where to start. Because my start may not look like your start, and that's okay.
Oh, nobody's is going to be identical. There's no
right. No one. Right. Exactly.
Like, I had a vision of like, what if we had like just a coloring page people could print out and be like, look, this is going to tell you where your success is, and all of the different roadmaps just go to nowhere.
Yeah.
Like that's what you're expecting when you pay for these crash courses on how to make $1 million. Like, okay, that works.
Come on now.
But it's not going to work for everybody. If it was that easy, everybody would be a millionaire.
And a lot of people don't know too that, you know, if you're getting into podcasting to make money, don't get into it. Because, you know, eventually, right. A lot of people, you know, it's going to take time. Of course, you know, you'll have, you know, advertisings and things like that, but I heard a lot of podcasters say that, like, if you're getting into this game, you have to like to do it, want to do it. But if you're getting into it just to make money, don't do it. Like,
I don't have any intention of monetizing off of this. Like, if it comes, it comes. But I would still come and do this, even if I'm doing it for free. Like, I'm doing it for free right now. Like, what's up?
Right, exactly.
None of us are getting paid to be here. We just want to bring common knowledge to people. And
share
our faith and share our stories. And that's what this podcast is all about. And Monisha, it's just super encouraging to hear your story, hear where you came from, hear what you're about. And I commend you for your work you're doing right now. She is an essential worker in the healthcare field and the insurance field with COVID-19 right now. She's risked her life going out there wearing her face mask and her gloves and everything like everybody.
Well, not an essential worker. I just work on the insurance side. So I don't have to get
it. I said you essential to me, okay?
We had the option to go out to volunteer.
The Lord said you're essential.
Yes, I'm essential in the Lord. But I could not brave going out there. But as far as, you know, just helping, you know, from the provider side and getting doctors and hospitals set up, that's what I do at work pretty much.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Monisha, it's been such a privilege to talk to you, hear your story, just get to share with everyone what God's been doing in your life. And it's super encouraging to me. I know it's encouraging to everyone else. And everyone, welcome to the Trevor Talks podcast. I don't know what's gonna happen with this, but this has been episode one. Monisha, you are a beautiful individual. I can't wait to speak with you again.
Well, if you made it this far into the podcast, you know that it is coming to a close. But before I let you go, I just want to stop in and say thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Trevor Talks. It's been an extreme pleasure to guide you guys through this. Thank you so much to Monisha for coming on and talking with us today. And I am just super excited to get this thing going off the ground. This isn't the last time you're going to hear from me. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, and I cannot wait to bring you more episodes in the future. Y'all stay safe.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.